Richard Poynton, and I'm the Associate Director.
How are preparations going?
They've worked exceptionally hard. They've been working for 2 weeks on the show for now.
We've just been plunged into some kind of darkness. You've got, is it something like 80 or 90 children involved in this?
Yeah, there are 88 children involved altogether, and they range from ages of 7 all the way through to, I think we've got someone who's 21 actually. They're kind of learning stagecraft, but also through that work they learn about kind of self-confidence.
I feel nervous just looking at the spotlights on the stage now.
I think it can be quite a challenge, but I think the payoff is so massive for them.
So what can we expect from the show?
It's nothing like the Eddie Murphy film. It's back to the original film, which is based on the original stories as well. There's a circus, there's a push-me-pull-you, which is a two-headed llama.
So presumably you do have somebody playing the back of a llama?
Essentially, yes, but it's difficult to know which is the front and which is the back.
But there's some big musical numbers that we can expect, surely.
Yeah, huge musical numbers. Got a real old-school charm to it. It's very much in the same vein as, like, Mary Poppins, that kind of 1960s film musical.
If you could think of three words to describe the show, what would you say?
Magical, musical, and magnificent.
I'm Annie Davis, I'm 18 years old from Stafford, and I am playing Emma Fairfax in Dr. Dolittle.
So you're the leading lady?
It's Dr. Dolittle's love interest. Got A-level results coming on Thursday.
So is this your career plan? Is this what you want to do, or is it a hobby?
It's a hobby, really. I mean, ideally I'd like to do this, but it's not very practical, so I'm doing physics at uni.
Wow, okay, see, this is the hobby and the day job is physics.
Yeah, that's everyone's reaction, really.
Do you sing?
Yes, quite a lot.
Do you have a particular favourite big song from the show?
It'd be the argument song called Impossible that me and Sam sing, who's Dr. Dolittle. I'm mad at him most of the show, to be honest. It's sort of a love-hate relationship.
I won't spoil it by asking if you get together in the end.
Okay.
But do you know all your lines?
I learnt them before we started, because I'm a professional like that. No, and the boys have been doing them backstage today.
The answer, Polynesia, I speak dog. It's incredible, but it's true.
I'm Sam Morris, I'm 18, from Stafford, and playing John Dolittle.
So you've got a big task ahead the next few days, haven't you?
I think it's getting there, but it's all coming together, yeah.
What's your best strength? Are you a singer, a dancer, an actor?
I think it changes from show to show, to be fair. I mean, in this, I feel most confident with the acting. There's not much dancing for me to do. I've sort of avoided that this year.
If you could try and describe the show, what somebody could expect sat in the front row watching you guys?
Something quite extraordinary. It's very surprising. If you're thrown into sort of a fantasy world, you just sort of have to accept that. But once you do, it's amazing.